Hello and welcome to Intertextual Experience. I'm trying something a little different today, and not just in the fact that it's a just me episode, because there have been a handful of those, but I'm going to be doing a little bit of multitasking. I'm going to be cleaning, which I guess the cleaning thing is a little bit of foreshadowing for one of the videos that I said said I was going to make. I think I started saying I was going to make this around the beginning of the year, so a little overdue now. All right, as you can obviously tell, this is another rambly episode, so I won't add too much to that here in this little addendum. However, I just want to give a little bit of a clarification, a couple clarifications, in that in this particular episode, it is stated that my goal was to have it out on Wednesday, July 30th. Instead, it's going to be released on Wednesday, August 6th. And due to that, some of the notes might be like a little funky or off. And furthermore, that episode that I was potentially hoping to have out for, you know, the 6th now will actually come out the 13th. And that's a real episode. It's happened. Just interviewed and just got to do all the show notes and all that other fun prep to make it publishable. Additionally, I didn't give some clarification on the giveaway, and I guess the only clarification that I needed to give is the fact that this can only be for continental U.S., just for the sake of shipping. If you are listening from somewhere else and you want to, you know, still partake in the questions that I'm asking later on that I was hoping to have you send an email about, still send. And if you are picked, obviously you cannot get that grand prize that I talk about in the episode a bit. However, I'll see what I can do, and then I would kind of like, you know, go and find a grand prize from somebody who I could ship it to then as well. So you could still win something. I don't know what that might be. Kind of a later problem, but again, just want everybody to participate and communicate, and that idea of community is always one that is pushing me towards wanting to do more and everything like that. Furthermore, like I mentioned a couple times in this episode, this is future me talking, so I know that I did that, and you'll hear that pretty shortly, is that this one's going to be pretty devoid of show notes. So the only thing I'm going to put in the show notes at the top is just a reminder regarding the giveaway and kind of clarifying that it is going to be open until the end of the month, until the end of August, which would be the 31st. And then I will do that and send out emails, hopefully on September 1st after that. And I'm also going to kind of be reworking the links portion for my part. Just to have a singular link tree. So any link that would have been there before will be in a link tree. All the links that I have for all of my stuff were kind of clogging it up because the hyperlinked versions of them just took up a lot of characters, more than the characters they actually had. So as my show notes, which I've talked about several times before, I continue to spiral out of control, but in the best way possible. I have to find some more space in the show notes so that I can have more characters, because I want to link more stuff from the people that are on the show. So my link tree is updated quite a bit, did some things, and I don't want to spoil what some of those things are in regards to, because you'll be hearing about them. So that's about it. But like I said, all multitasking, so hopefully I'm able to keep it together. Hopefully it's not even more rambly than the rest. My hope was that it's going to get a little more focused, but
We'll see. I actually did try this earlier. I was going to go on a run and try to record, but I had to have like a device picking up the recording, so I had to have a backpack, and I started off. It was definitely going off the rails early. I was, tying my shoes and doing like my hip swings for running and talking through all of that. And yeah, it was a bit much. And then I literally started. It was pretty steamy this morning, and I was a good like 100 meters into the run, and I was just kind of like, "Yep, this isn't gonna happen." If I can find that sound clip from the previous recording, I'll throw it in here.
I did, in fact, find that clip.
This ain't gonna work for me. But part of the reason I was going to have it be a run and chat was I was kind of mentioning that this is a pre-Gen Con recording, and it's definitely not like a Gen Con recording. I'm not talking about any releases or previews or anything like that. Most of what I've discussed and created is not really in that vein. Was going to be a call out to a previous episode, and that was the one with Cole Worley. He mentioned the Orc Stomp at Gen Con and a fun story of his first Orc Stomp. So if you didn't listen to that episode and for some reason you're checking this out, I'm going to say that for at least two more episodes that I'm going to mention in the very, very near future. Go listen to that. Go listen to any of those. And you can pause here, unless you do want to partake in a giveaway. So you're stuck with me, which means that you have the chance to win something. I'd say the majority of my solo cast things have had the opportunity to win something, trick you into hanging out with me instead of having awesome guests to, guide and. Well, I guide and then they drive. Yeah. They drive the show, and that's what makes you want to listen, is them. So again, I gotta trick you, gotta bribe you. And that is by way of giveaways. So the giveaway today is really cool. I think I've mentioned this probably in some capacity previously, but I own two copies of Power Vacuum. So I had designer Caleb Wenzel Fisher on the show. That was a really great episode. Check that one out if you haven't. And I bought a copy from Keen Bean Studio website, and I don't know if it was just not shipping to US or if it was they were out, but there were the wooden deluxe add-on. Like for the statues. So in the Kickstarter Deluxe Edition, it comes with all this like awesome stuff, like really great components. But the one thing that it didn't come with is the scoring tokens being these big chunky wooden pieces. So every time you get 10 points, you get a base, then you get legs, torso, head, and then if you put your statue together for your character, for that game, you win. So I found another copy that. Like from BGG Marketplace that had everything. So it was the Kickstarter copy and it had that the deluxe components. So I bought that as well. And my intent was to sell the second copy or give it away or whatever. And I figured this would be a great time to give away. And I can also mention another recent episode that I had with Chad Elkins, 25th Century Games. 25th Century just ran a Kickstarter, and I'm pretty sure the games were Stargazers and Observatory, but in that project there was also the add-on. There's an add-on for Power Vacuum, so that game was getting like localized, so more people have the opportunity to get it, which is awesome. So if you get this free copy, which I will give you kind of the rundown sometime later in this episode, so you got to stick around in order to hear that. My guess is sometimes towards the end. Who knows? This could be a meandering, rambling mess as I'm cleaning the kitchen. But if you want to stick around, win that, and then obviously that one does not have those components, you could go check out that project and get those components as an add-on. Maybe check out the other games in the project. And yeah, a lot of cool people that I've talked to. So that episode with Chad was really great. Check that out. And I think it's just kind of like a fun tie-in. So I have two copies of this game. Obviously don't need them both, but the copy that you'd be getting is brand new in shrink wrap, untouched, because the other one is the one that I got and, you know, open and play with and all that. So yeah. All right. So that's the giveaway. You kind of figure out how to get that later. You also get to miss out on the fact that I talked about running in that other one for about like 10 minutes, but I'm excited to hopefully be able to partake in the Orc Stomp. I think the general admission tickets for Gen Con can get you in, but it's just a limited event. And I know people drop out. So if I get there at the bib check-in and registration on Thursday, I'm hoping to be able to just kind of like spend some of my general tickets to get into that run. And that's something that I really want to do because I think it'll be fun. So that was basically what my entire preamble was for the last time. Okay, but getting to this episode, honestly, I do want to keep it short. I always say that, and I think the fact that I am, you know, puttering around, wiping stuff down, looking for new homes to place things so I can, you know, clean off different surfaces. Yesterday, I was cleaning the higher surfaces, the top cabinets, fridge, microwave. I got one more kind of like coffee nook cabinet thing to clean off the top of, which is what I'm moving stuff off right now in order to do. But then I can kind of finish up the dishes and the countertops and then vacuum and like wipe down or mop or whatever it is I choose to do for the floor. Oh yeah, so because of all that stuff and because, well, obviously, you know, I don't want to be like super distracted from both for forever. I want to keep it quick, but this is going to be titled something along the lines of like early access. And a lot of these like solo chats, I've been thinking about board games and conversation with video games because, well, before we get to that, obviously, I think this is all going to come together pretty cohesively, pretty quickly. My interview schedule has been less. I mentioned that in the last one. I always feel bad about it. That said, I mentioned three episodes already this year. Well, three episodes in this particular episode that happened this year that was great. And every single one this year has been, you know, fantastic. I don't know. I feel like all the episodes are great, again, due to the guests that I have. But I'm just really proud of them, really happy. I'm still, you know, obviously a little bummed in being behind. This is like a project for me, and it's like a fun creative project, seeing how I can try to chat with people and come up with unique formats and come up with questions that might be a little bit off the regular path, so to say, to set up these talks in a different way. And you know, again, it's a project. It's like a creative endeavor, something that I'm really enjoying doing. And when I don't get to do it as much, it's just kind of a bummer. And part of the reason that this project has fallen behind is other projects, house projects. I'm kind of like cleaning up in the aftermath of some of them. And house projects are kind of like the death of other projects, a necessary evil. Very happy that some of the stuff is getting done, Some people are really they like I mean people have different skills and got the eyes for different things. Some people are really good at envisioning look and make a space, a room, a layout nicer. And my wife is definitely one of those people. If I focus hard enough, I can kind of do an okay job of like doing some of the construction stuff. I'm handy-ish, but definitely not my like a natural forte of mine. So yeah, that's the project. That's kind of well, a couple projects around here have been throwing some wrenches into some of the personal ones, but it's good. Gen Con, I think, is going to be like a great time to connect with some people that I've chatted with previously. And there are a couple of people I want to see and maybe like set up conversations with. Got something set up right away. Coming back from the convention. So maybe, probably won't be that next Wednesday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it probably won't be a week after this one's being released because that'd be like a really quick turnaround. But maybe 2 weeks after this one. TBD. We'll see. Maybe I'll be ambitious and you'll have like a back-to-back week so you can have the rambly me, and then you can actually have someone else cooler to listen to. But I kind of was like alluding to something in the previous Just Me episode that's been holding some of the creative bits back, and this I think ties into the early access element that I'm talking, maybe like a soft launch, so to say. And oh gosh, I knew that I was gonna like kind of talk about this, but this has kind of been the thing that's really well, I talked about the house projects throwing a wrench in things, but this is something that's kind of really thrown me in my project. So I don't. Listeners, may have noticed that over the past few-ish episodes, past couple months, the intro to the show has changed, and I haven't really addressed it. Every time I make these micro tweaks to not having sound effects between chapters or adding sound effects or this and that, I over belabor that point. I've kind of like gone away from the old intro that had the kind of quick shuffly sound that, and then the title, but that's gone. And furthermore, the show has been introduced as intertextual experience, as opposed to intertextual cardboard experience. And I think I'm going to go on my little RSS page pre-launching this and just change the show's title to intertextual experience. That's what my Blue Sky handle has been for some time as well. Or actually, I think the handle is intertextuality because intertextual experience was too long. So I've cornered the market. I've become intertextuality as a whole. Quite the feat on my part, but the name just shows intertextual experience. As I used to be intertextual Carter experience. I like the name. I kind of liked how many syllables there were, overly wordy, overly syllabic, overly crazy, all that type of stuff that really vibes with me. I still think that intertextual experience captures that as being like a little too long for a title, but it does shorten it up. But it's a minor rebrand, and I actually re-listened to episode zero, which was kind of the intro episode for this show, claiming my intent, like what I wanted to do with the show and everything like that. And I don't know if it was there or a different one. I'd listened to this not that long ago. My brain's a little scrambled. I went for that run that I mentioned, then I went for a bike ride and a hike, and it's super hot out and humid, so my brain is even more gummed up than normal. But I mentioned that the show has had been called, or was, Intertextual Cardboard Experience, and I was never really going to ever abbreviate it or acronymize it. I think that's a word. Turn it into an acronym of ICE or ICE. That was never really my intent. It was cool for the logo. I like this idea, intertextuality, blending of text. So the logo has videos or, like a YouTube looking play button. It's in the shape of a dice. That was an ice cube. I thought that was, clever. That was kind of the goal there. All these, and then like an ice cube melting and having these different mediums or texts melt into each other. I thought there was a lot of like fun subtleties that were going on there, but it was never going to be like ice. And I think I was just a choice. I had nothing to do with anything at that point in time. It's just like, oh, I just wanted to be intertextual experience. I like the logo. I think these things make sense with it. But now, I guess, unsurprisingly, more than ever, I really don't want this podcast to be ice. I think when it comes to, political statements or viewpoints or whatever, the show, I mean, inherently is going to be a particular way, a particular side, and I think that's. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, this part was going to be what it was, but I haven't, just don't really necessarily talk about those things. But I guess now more than ever, really have no, like all the horrendous things that are happening in the world, in the country, United States that I live in, seeing all these videos of these, the ICE that I am trying to stay away from, and like that exists, and these horrendous acts and horrible things that are being done to families. It's not like the immigrations and customs enforcement, if that's, well, speaking of acronyms, this is from the top of my head, if that's I think that's what it was, has ever been like something that people are, yay, great, ooh, about. But I think it's become an arm of something even more sinister and also more synonymous and culturally prevalent as just something that I would want to stay away from. So that's about it. Intertextual experience. Now I get to be IE, id est, or in a like a simplified, in essence, or at least I don't even know if that's like the way people try to explain it est, it is, IE. I think that's cool. I'm pretty, well, relatively languagey, grammary, at least in typing. Let's just say the things I type sound better than a lot of the things that come out of my mouth. And I'm excited for the change. There should be like a hard launch. I should be having like a new logo. I might honestly change the logo to just like text that, or a me designed in Affinity. Yeah, I think that's a program. Just like a crappy little new placeholder logo as well to go with that name change. Sooner rather than later. That might not be like coming out with this Wednesday, but I'm hoping that if I change on my RSS page my name from Intertextual Cardboard Experience to Intertextual Experience, that that change just actually goes through. So, oh, and then it's going to be a colon. So it's going to be Intertextual Experience colon a board game podcast. Hopefully that helps with like findability. If people are just like looking for board game podcasts and things like that, maybe there's a chance that increases the range too. I would never Speaking of things that I like, well, definitely now I would never ever want to be ice, but I also don't want to be intertextual experience, a board game podcast. Intertextual experience is kind of also going to be like an umbrella company, production group thing for other creations, maybe a YouTube, more in-depth YouTube if I ever get around to things like that, some games, etc. That I make. So then there would be, intertextual experience, a board game podcast, and other like offshoots as well. So yeah, I'm changing. I'm really excited about the change. I wasn't like hesitant to do it. I kind of wanted, I guess I was thinking about avoiding this like soft launch or this early access, so to say, in order to just have it happen all at once. But with like scheduling, with logo creation and everything like that, that just wasn't going to be a reality. And I was kind of dragging my feet on certain creative endeavors in addition to just kind of being busy. And I want to be able to like move forward in this early access. So if you're listening to this, hey, you haven't had to pay a dime, but hey, speaking of money, if you want to contribute, I don't necessarily need, well, I take financial support. I have a Buy Me a Coffee. It's in a link. If you want to have like a board game that I made, that's also in a link. It's called Oversized Sandwich, blah, 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 blah. But more so, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you're listening to, ratings and positive comments would be super appreciated. I don't know. Completely lost my train of thought. We'll just call it the humid, sweaty, I have no hydration brain right now. Early access. Oh yeah, you didn't have to pay to be a part of this early access. You're a part of it. You get to hang out with me and some new episodes. And I think upon the, like hard launch or the full complete transfer over to intertextual experience, you'll be there too. And I'm really excited for some of the things that are going to be happening there then as well. Maybe some like repeat guests, just to kind of like bring it back and have some fun recursive elements to the show, some then and now, already a couple of years later. But yeah, this, I don't know. I definitely didn't get through this section as cleanly as I would have wanted to, but I'm really happy that it's out there, that I'm kind of like done and ready to go. And the show is going to be intertextual experience. And I know that whenever that new logo and everything exists, I kind of want to have some like merch. I don't think I liked my last logo for the reasons that I stated. I'm ready for it to change for the reasons I stated. But I think the new stuff is going to be more merchable. It'll be able to get thrown on shirts easier. So I'm excited to have some intertextual experience merch out there. Another thing, so if you have been listening, I wasn't necessarily trying to like 1984 you and take stuff away and pretend like I was doing one thing while doing another. I just wanted the show to be intertextual experience. That's what it's going towards, and I was ready to just announce it that way, but not really make an announcement like I am now. Okay, so that's it. Early access. I was just thinking about early access too, because I've been playing a game on Steam called Nine Kings. That's the name of the game. I'm pulling all this stuff from memory. I think this episode's not going to have show notes right away. Maybe I'll go back and add some. So some of my accreditation to designers of, well, definitely of board games, which I try to do. I haven't done it for video games, will be delayed. So if I talk about a board game here, I'm not going to have like the full credits, because as I'm saying, I'm wiping down a planter right now, So I don't have like a computer in front of me. I'm not just sitting down with a bunch of notes. So my apologies, but if any game board games specifically are mentioned, I will eventually get that doc up in the show notes, and you can kind of see what I'm talking about there. So I kind of want to just talk about early access relative to a game that I was playing, and then think about some other texts that were on my mind. I'm going to get a little critical. That's funny. I've never really been super critical of many texts on this show. For the most part, I'm talking to people who make awesome stuff, and we're just talking about other things. And then furthermore, even in these solo casts, I usually am just like focused on things I like. I don't know. I've got some thoughts I could dive into more. I think I have like a good critical brain and finding things that I like and don't like, but I'm also usually try to separate myself from the equation and just say like, okay, a lot of times these things like aren't for me, but I do have some critical notes on a couple of texts coming up in the very near future. And it's starting off with Nine Kings, and that's not necessarily a critical note. It's just a more of a delayed note. So I honestly don't know how many early access things that I have owned or partaken in, but I know for certain that I bought the Hades 2 early access. I actually had a solo cast on Hades and like the idea of following up greatness with Hades 2. I played a bit of Hades 2 in its like early access in order to play it, because first off, Hades is one of my absolute favorite games, and then think about this idea and chat about it. But I really actually haven't returned to Hades 2 since then. I played a little bit of Hades 1 since then, and the idea of like early access, I think there's like some people that really gravitate towards those opportunities, the ability to see the development and play different builds and provide feedback. And I see the value in it for certain. I definitely would know why like a developer would love to have all these kind of like play testers at different stages of the game. I also see how much extra work that can add too. I started watching the Developing Hell YouTube like mini documentary series with Supergiant, and that was like the early access of Hades 1. So just it seems, and I'm glad however that happened, whatever it worked out in order to make Hades 1 what it was. Like, I just think that process of taking all that extra time and having all these extra set of eyes and releasing, like I said, different builds and different stages and different levels and more content as that project goes on has the ability to really create an awesome product. I've never like seen myself as a person who would really be able to contribute to that process. I honestly, like, for an early access buyer of Hades 2 and Nine Kings, and I'm certain some other games, I know there's a few more on my Steam that I've bought and I actually haven't touched. I don't know if I'm like quote unquote doing my part. I don't know if I'm like buying into early access is saying that, hey, I'm going to play this and provide feedback. I don't think so. I'm sure there's plenty of people who do it, and they know that there are certain people who are just going to like try the different stages of the game and let it be. I'm playing Nine Kings, and I think one of the things that's kind of locked in the game or is not completed is the fact that there are not, in fact, Nine Kings or rulers or leaders in the game that you can play with yet. And right off the bat, this game type of game seems like it would really, really appeal to me. And I kind of was like, eh. But then I was playing on my Steam Deck, and I don't think the controls are super rough off the bat, like what it defaults to for you. But it wasn't really working for me. And then I played on the computer, and it just didn't, I don't know, I don't really sit down to play games on my computer much. So it didn't feel like it was a sit down at the computer and play a game type of game then. So I think that also threw me off. Then I, for the first time ever, did remap some controls on the Steam Deck in order to try it in that way. And I think that's going to be the move. So I've definitely come around to the game a little bit more, and I like it. Yeah, I'm not gonna. This isn't probably the thing I was gonna get super critical of, but it just had me thinking. It's like I don't necessarily know, like right off the bat, what my biggest piece of feedback on that game like was. But like with subsequent plays, it did grow on me. So I was just kind of thinking about that idea of like early access. I'm like, what is it I can even contribute? Yada yada. And again, not necessarily in the most like fruitful of a manner for that, but I don't know. I was just thinking about like that in regards to early access on the change with the show. The fact that I really did like Hades 2. I think I played. So anybody goes on my Steam account, you can probably see that this number is incorrect that I'm throwing out. That I think I threw in about like 6, 7 hours of Hades 2, was feeling that. But then, with all these like relaunches with new content and everything like that, I just kind of felt behind as well. And yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I think about it in like board game terms or senses as well. And I know that crowdfunding projects will sometimes release kits. So if like a bigger company has a Discord and they have like a crowdfunding project playtesting bit where they like release kits throughout the crowdfunding process, or at least from when the time closes to when they're going to, send stuff to the printers and production and everything like that. That's neat. I think that's like a fun overlap. It's obviously a little bit more intensive and involved for people who would be helping out with that. Like where I could throw in one of these two games, fire it up and try it out. And be, oh, this is cool. And I could maybe find a way to provide feedback if that was actually wanted, so on and so forth. But yeah, incomplete thought. Hopefully hopping back to that later. All right, I'm in between I got done cleaning off that one thing. We're at half hour. Whew. Okay, let's lightning round this to wrap up, because I did say that this was gonna be shorter. I did say that there isn't gonna be a giveaway. So let's think about the giveaway right now before I do, in fact, start wrapping this up with a little lightning round bit. Okay. If you want a copy of Power Vacuum in Shrink, does not have the wooden upgrades though, but it is the Kickstarter edition, the original Kickstarter edition from Keen Bean. Send me an email. That information will be in my show notes. As I stated, this won't really be an early show notes episode, but I will provide the contact information, my social media stuff, etc., in the show notes for you to have. So if you want that copy, send me an email. And in that email, just kind of do a few things. Thing one, just something that you're working on. Like kind of, I mentioned house projects. Bogging things up. That's kind of been life a little bit. I guess in running, but that's like the new norm, running development. Some of the personal projects, creative endeavors have fallen away a little bit. But if you could also say something that is like bringing you joy, then so something that you're working on, something that's bringing you joy. Maybe it is a personal project. Maybe it is watching a TV series, whatever that might be. And then thing number three, I've due to like feedback, I've reached out to certain people or tried to expand on ideas that people have asked about by reaching out to other people as well and falling down those trains of thoughts. And that's been really appreciated. There's still people that, pardon me, reaching out to and want to like chat with based on prior recs. So if it's like a person that you think would be great for the show or just like a topic, and then from that topic, I can think of people who I might want to talk about or talk about that topic with, which would be really cool. I think that's fun. If you're like, I want to talk about insert whatever board game thing, I don't really have a ton of like deep dives into those topics, but I could think of like a designer or a game or something and try to reach out to a person in order to chat with them about that. So those are three things. Something that you're working on, just a project, then something that's bringing you some fun. Maybe it is a different type of project, more of a creative one, or just a show or something, games that you're liking, and then something that you feel would work well on this show. So lightning round of games and things that have been on my mind, and I'm really not going to dive into them because I was going to, and then I realized that we were encroaching 40 minutes already. I wanted to be under 40. So I mentioned Nine Kings. I've been playing a little bit more video games. I've been bouncing around. I always bounce around. I think when I had Josh Wood on last, I talked about playing Monster Train. I played a bit of that. I really like that. All the games that I'm playing right now, I like. UFO 50, we talked about. That's always part of the rotation as well. If I just want to hop into one of the 50 games there, love it. It was, I'm sure I've said it before, it was my game of 2024, video game by far. Just obsessed with that. Prince of Persia, I forgot the kind of part two of the name. I think it's Sands Time, I could be wrong. Playing Prince of Persia, been playing Nine Kings a little bit, starting that. Have been playing Monster Train still a bit. Oh, there was another one that I was sinking a little bit of time into. Blueprints was one. Have thoughts. Can dive into those perhaps later. Books. I think the last book that I actually finished was forever ago. I mentioned that I had Cole Worley on. We talked about running and we talked about Gravity's Rainbow. Before I talked to Cole, he's like, I'll read part one and then we can talk a bit. So I finished up part one way back when we talked, and I've been embarrassingly behind on my Gravity's Rainbow progress. I think I'm about like page 400. So that was that, in that interview or that conversation was like mid-January. We are nearing the end of July. That's rough. That's tough. I like sit down. It's like 11 o'clock or something. I start reading. And if I've got like a decent little push, decent little like rush of energy, I can read, you know, 10, 15 pages. Life's good. If I am shot, if I'm dead, my eyes are already like asleep from the day. You know, 11, 12-ish, whatever. It's game over. Not the best time to read. I do have to do a better job of just like breaking, sitting a break during the day, removing all distractions and reading. That's my resolution for this episode. So last book I think I actually finished was The Great Gatsby. I've read that like six times because I've taught it a bajillion times. Well, I've read it more than I've taught it, or about the same. Nonetheless, and that means, oh, I was also thinking about that because there was a game out, and I don't want to say a designer's name and get it wrong, but you can check it out. I will, when I eventually update the show notes, put that out there. This exists on Board Game Arena. That's where I played it. It's called Gatsby. So I've thoughts on The Great Gatsby. I like the book. My thoughts on that are more positive. My thoughts on this game Gatsby are slightly more critical. As in slightly, I think The Great Gatsby as a novel is significantly better than the game. I like elements of the game. I'm not trying to be super harsh. I think there are some very clever things. I think there are places where the game falls apart potentially, and I think there's a huge disconnect between The Great Gatsby as a text and Gatsby as a game. And it, I don't know, it bugged me way more than many things bug me. For a later time, I 100% for a later time. I will dive into that. Movies. Well, my wife wanted to go check out the new Jurassic Park movie in theaters, so we were going to watch all. I think there's six movies before. We watched the original trilogy, quote unquote, and movies, sequels. I've had sequels and trilogies and all that on the show, which has been kind of fun and funny. They come in different flavors. I think there's definitely movies that do the sequel right. They do the trilogy right. The Jurassic Park trilogy, it was not the case. First movie, great. I mean, I've seen it so many times that I don't really need to, keep rewatching it. But like many children, quite loved dinosaurs as a kid, so I love that movie. Younger, I've watched it a few times since. We even went to go see Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra do the score for the movie, and that, I mean, that was like the pinnacle of watching that flick. That's kind of why I don't feel like I need to watch it again. But we watched it. Glad to watch it again. And then I watched Lost World for the first time in forever. And if we're looking, I was just looking at like Rotten Tomato scores. I'm not sure if I checked out the IMDb scores or general aggregates other places, but it seems like at least the ratings for Lost World compared to three say Lost World slightly more favorable to three. I don't see it. Lost World was one of the worst things that I've watched. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't feel like Jurassic Park. It feels like they kind of tried to make all of the like catchphrases or zingers or random and like scattered funny parts of the first movie, the entirety of the second movie, off the rails. More off the rails than this 43 plus minute episode is. The third one, not great, but in my opinion, significantly better than number two. So it went from Jurassic Park to Lost World, I think just Jurassic Park 3 or the third or whatever they titled it, and didn't get to the ones. I've actually never seen the other ones ever. So that would be a first time. Kind of excited, even though the general opinions on those seem mixed. But whenever we do check them out, I'll be there for it. Board games. Mostly on Board Game Arena. But have, I guess, in person. Speaking of Chad Elkins, game that always gets played around here is Hamster Roll. I don't know. I think my wife and I think we call it Hamster Wheel, but I'm now that I'm saying it aloud, I don't know which one is which. I'm pretty convinced that the name of the game is Hamster Roll, and we just call it Hamster Wheel and Hamster Roll. We call it both, which makes it confusing. And then we played a little bit of the early chapters in Fellowship of the Ring, the trick-taking game. We played it at four. With some other friends a bit back, and then we started working through it at two. And I think it works really well at two. So if you're looking for something that is cooperative and has a little bit of a story arc to it, and you like trick taking, and you for some reason have not heard of Fellowship of the Ring trick taking game, great production, a lot of fun. The kind of choices and the way that two players control the one, or one player controls two characters, depending on how things shake out with the deal. Works out really well, so check it out. All right, that's it. I hope this is serviceable. Hope this is listenable. And I'm excited for the. I'm really excited for the next episode. So that's either going to be in a week or 2 weeks at, from this one. And I'm really excited to hear from some people. I'm really excited for Intertextual Experience to be the show. And thanks for letting me struggle through that and kind of like struggle through the last few months of, again, not making the change. I wasn't like, oh, I don't know if I want to make this change. That was never the case. As soon as things went more south, in this timeline, in what's going on in the current state of affairs, I was like 100%. I'm like, oh bleep, it's time. It's this cannot be. This got to go. I was 100% ready to drop it. It was just kind of like the process of doing that. And yeah, so this is how it's done for now. There will be the early access will end at some point in time. You've been unknowingly a part of that early access, and you will then be a part of the full change very soon. Things are going to be switching over, and I am very excited. So sorry, thank you. I hope you're great. And if you're doing cons, I know it's kind of con season. I hope you have fun. I don't really do cons, so this will be like a new thing. Well, second con ever. Yes, goodbye.
Intertextual Experience, the most early access podcast about board games and any other text that they connect to. Thank you so much for spending your time here. Your support through listening to this podcast means everything to the show's success. If you enjoyed the project, consider giving us a rating or review and sharing it with any other people in your life you would feel would like it as well. Any further support, such as sending an email to say hey, following some of the show's social media accounts, or contributing any monetary support to help pay for some necessary subscriptions would be greatly appreciated. All of that information can be found in the show notes. Until next time, keep playing, watching, reading, listening, experiencing.